Last week on the show, we spoke with radio host Pierre Wolf of America's Dining and Travel Guide about his background and how he got into broadcasting. And, well, today he has graciously accepted to join us in this special tribute to Jordan. Pierre, welcome once again to Talking Travel.
Well, welcome indeed to you, and you're doing a great job, and certainly the highlight of the trip, or at least one of them, was not just Jordan, but meeting you was certainly a great pleasure, and your comrades that work with you, like Bob Fisher and Peter Flaherty. Of course, I had Mr. Five Star with me as my co-host, Mr. Ron Kreider, and I'm certainly delighted to be on TTRN.
Well, it's always a pleasure, Pierre. And for those that were listening last week, are obviously aware that food, hotels, and restaurants were a big part of your background. And I thought today, since we shared a lot of that and went to some, stayed at some great hotels and ate some great food, that we might just chat about that with your great expertise.
Well, the Jordanian Tourism Bureau really went overboard by allowing us to savor and enjoy some of the great hotels as well as restaurants. And I must tell you, Roy Lowy, that I was surprised at the quality of the restaurants and the beauty of the hotels. Why am I surprised? I don't know. I didn't expect it in Jordan.
Well, we didn't really know what to expect, did we, actually?
Yeah, we didn't know what to expect is correct in regards to anything, but since we had not been there. I've visited the Middle East previously. Some of it was not voluntarily, but I was in Syria, Lebanon, Iraq, Iran during World War II as a very young kid. And I don't know, the hotels like the Marriott and Mövenpick were just outstanding. Mövenpick is a Swiss company, and some of the decor was just so well done, and it was in line with the surroundings and the place in which you found yourself.
Absolutely, and in fact, we started out in Amman at the Marriott. It was really our first touch of, or taste, I should say, of Jordan itself.
Now, the breakfast, I must say, in most hotels, the Mövenpick and Marriott hotels, Marriott, of course, an American company. It was operated, I believe he was Danish or Swedish, the general manager or the VP that we met. But
right.
The breakfast basically goes along the lines of an American breakfast buffet, or that you would find on one of the better cruise ships.
Right.
But then we were taken in Amman, which, by the way, is a very interesting large city, and it happens to be the capital of the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan. We were invited to the El Din Lebanese restaurant, a very attractive place. And let me say this, whether it was lunch or dinner, you normally start off with meze. Meze is M-E-Z-E, or it could be spelled differently in various Arab dialects, but meze are the appetizers. And I do not think that we ever missed out on hummus and kobe and ful and tabbouleh and some of those things that you will find here in Middle Eastern restaurants right here in our own United States.
The appetizers were overwhelming.
Absolutely.
In fact, you know, we know today that one could make a meal of appetizers, but in Jordan, never mind a meal, it was a feast.
Indeed, and you know, you will see these items right here, I repeat that, in the United States, and many people that come from the Middle East search out restaurants. We have a number of them here in Denver, Colorado, where I broadcast normally my shows, and do every Sunday from 3 to 5. It's America's Dining and Travel Guide, if I may put in a little plug. And it's on your site, on TTRN, you will see a caricature of a guy called Pierre Wolf, and you will see it right there on TTRN Travel Talk Radio Network. But on to the food. Once you work yourself through these hors d'oeuvres, and also, I must say, the beauty of the restaurants were also surprising to me, the decor and the layout. Why I didn't expect it, I don't know.
And service, to mention.
Yes, and not only that, the service, and very, very attentive. Of course, when you are with an official group, like the Jordanian Tourism Bureau, to whom we owe this fantastic trip, and Giselle and Ibrahim and the organization itself, they of course, the restaurateurs are aware to impress people that are travel correspondents and radio correspondents like I am and like you are.
And knew what to order as well.
Exactly. Now, dishes that we had, for instance, at El Din in Amman were beef shawarma, rotisserie sliced marinated ribeye. That's what that is about. You never escape, actually, dishes like kebabs. And they're made normally out of lamb, as most people know. Pork is,
right, is
not something that the Muslims are allowed to eat if they observe any kind of religious culture, so and Jewish people, if they're Orthodox, also do not eat pork. So you will find lamb and beef, kebabs of various nature. And then you remember the place in Amman called the Blue Fig.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that. That's exactly. We had dinner there, didn't we?
Yeah, but the casual outdoor restaurant with music, and that was boy meet girl type thing, entirely different from a formal restaurant.
Right.
And I don't remember what I ate because I just looked at the women having a good time, and we had conversation going along with that.
Well, funny you should say that, because I found it quite interesting that there was a very young, upscale-looking crowd in
there. Indeed. Young is the underline, both men and women. As I said, boy meet girl, that's not men meet woman. You know, they're young people enjoying the outdoor, and it was quite balmy.
Fashionably dressed.
You know, we haven't mentioned the weather throughout was very pleasant and certainly not overwhelmingly hot as you might expect it to be in the Middle East. You have to remember also that Amman is something like, I believe it's 3,000 to 4,000 feet above sea level. And by contrast, when you then visit the Dead Sea, you happen to be 400 feet below sea level. So what a contrast, all in one country.
Exactly.
So dinner, you know, we had at a restaurant called Khan Zaman. It's not really important, but if you want to take notes, K-A-N and then capital Z-A-M-A-N, Khan Zaman, a typical Middle Eastern cuisine, which again would include, the meze, small starters like phul and hummus, I already mentioned that, and the tabbouleh salad, which never fails to appear on any of the buffets or offerings. It's made with bulgur, mint, and parsley, and tomatoes, of course, beautiful tomatoes. They do grow in the northern part of Jordan. We are told that it is quite green, and that a lot of produce is produced in Jordan, even for export. Well, we didn't see much of that.
Well, we did in that.
I don't remember seeing too many green fields. What we saw mostly was desert, rocks, and mountains, right?
Well, yeah, but we went to that one market where it was incredible.
Yeah,
was,
we know. Went to the main market in Amman.
Right.
And that was quite an experience. By the way, Roy, when we travel, we never fail to go to markets.
Right.
It really tells you what the country is all about, and there's an excitement in markets to see the vendors trying to attract the potential client or customer, to attract them to their stand, from dates to figs to tomatoes and artichokes and anything at all that you can imagine. And it was very, very, very interesting.
Well, and the other thing that we found interesting, I know you and I did, some of the others were a bit more familiar with it, that in most of these restaurants, certainly in the evening, everyone sat around with these shisha. Is that, I think that's the pronunciation.
You're talking about
the
pipes,
water pipes. The water pipes. And
right,
in fact,
people don't know the word. And we actually bought Giselle, who was on before me today on Travel Talk Radio Network. She actually got a present from you, right?
Well, from us.
From us.
Yeah. And was it at the Khan Zaman that we all sat around this table, and you, I think it was the first time you've tried one of those pipes.
Indeed. I had tried it in must admit, in Egypt also on my recent trip, and that was earlier this year.
Well, maybe that's why you look so professional.
I wanted to also not forget about a unique experience. Most people that are listening to TTRN Travel Talk today is special on Jordan, the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan in the Middle East, and we weren't afraid to go there. We're not afraid. If our time comes up, it's there. I wanted to say Petra is so well known, that area where the treasury, which is really not a treasury but a tomb, and all the surrounding area where we also ate in a fabulous Arab Middle Eastern type restaurant where you sat on a camel. I don't know whether you went racing, actually. I refused to do it, but some of these sore butts.
But we had a lovely lunch at that place, and that's, I think, where we parked our one-eyed horse.
Exactly. But Petra also offered us another experience, namely the Petra Kitchen.
Oh, that was absolutely amazing.
They took us to a cooking school, Roy Loy, and as you know, each one of us was given an apron and a task under the supervision of not only the owner of the school, which happens to be an American lady.
Absolutely, yeah.
13 years she has been in Jordan, and she opened also a travel company. And aside from that, she owns this unique cooking place called the Petra Kitchen.
Right. The travel company is called Jordan Tours, I believe.
There we go. And yeah, there I made the Arab salad, which consists of tomatoes and peppers and mint, which is always seen in, and cucumbers and parsley and salt and a little lemon juice.
Can you pronounce the name of it?
Yeah. It's tabbouleh.
Tabbouleh, exactly.
Right. And then fattoush, which is cucumber and tomato salad. Fattoush.
Right.
That would be then served with cucumber with a bit of Arab bread and radishes and garlic and vinegar and lettuce, tomatoes that are beautiful, salt, pepper, and olive oil, and that's how you put it together. Petra Kitchen also served a dish called Galaya Bandura, which is tomatoes, olive oil, garlic, and pine nuts, which you brown in olive oil and do that. Another dish is called Ful Madmas, and that's also done with fava beans, lemon juice, chopped water, and cloves, and so forth. Tabbouleh is the salad I made. I already mentioned that. It uses bulgur, which is available in any Middle Eastern store here in the United States. Cracked weed, to be exact.
Right.
And then the main course was lamb shoulder called mansaf. And it's cut in small pieces, and each one of us was given a task, including making lentil soup, shurbat adas. That's how the Arab term is. Lentil soup, of course, goes way back to biblical times. You remember who sold his birthright?
Tell me.
Esau.
Oh, of
sold
course.
His birthright for a dish of what? Lentil soup.
Soup, yeah.
And that's why, in that part, shurbat adas in Arabic, shurbat adas, it's lentils and salt and oil and parsley and a little garlic I put in there. They put cumin in there and onions, water and pepper, and you could, if you were not religiously restricted, you could put some pork hocks in there. And they certainly will give it a great flavor in addition to what I just mentioned.
Exactly. Now, we're running a little bit out of time here, but I'd like, let's touch on that wonderful meal we had in the Wadi Rum Desert.
Yeah, now, that is a very special meal. And the Wadi Rum Zarb, a Z-A-R-B dinner, it's like a luau. And we were tented in Bedouin tents in which we slept. A magnificent experience in a restricted area. It's sort of like a national park surrounded by some really odd-shaped mountains. But they did something that would be similar to a luau. And that means they took lamb and put it into a gunny sack and buried it into a hole in the ground over charcoal. And it would cook just like a suckling pig would be done in Hawaii. That's why I compare it to a luau. And then we enjoyed that type of meal along with it. I think it was more mutton than it was lamb. But the surrounding areas gave us the appetite and the zest and the enjoyment of being in an area where only Bedouins usually bed themselves under the stars, as terrific experience with all the dinners at the fabulous Mövenpick and Marriott hotels, which somehow also were along the line of European-American type food.
In fact, maybe one day we can just cover some of that, because we're not going to have time to cover some of the meals we had at the hotels, but, I mean, they were really spectacular. And, of course, while we were in the Wadi Rum Desert under the stars, we were being serenaded as well. So it was a marvelous experience. Everybody was good company, we had a wonderful time, and we thank the Jordan Tourist Board and everybody else that was involved for making that happen for us. Pierre, I've got to run. Thank you very much, and hope to be chatting with you soon.
Indeed a pleasure, and I hope to see you on America's Dining and Travel Guide. Continue with a great, interesting show. We'll talk soon. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thanks again.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now.